children. Young Estol had tried to fight too. She'd already been training with a little practice sword, and Tamar let her carry a dagger. It was bloody to the hilts. She had fallen across her little brother. We don't think they bothered the children's bodies, but Tamar and the marshal had been stripped and hacked at. Their armor and weapons were still there, in a heap. Pox had felt her eyes fill as Kolya talked. She could see in her mind the five adults, desperately trying to protect the children and the little girl. She thought of herself at 8, wrestling with her brothers, defending the boy with her dagger. What were they, Kolya, that attacked? Parganese? Orcs? Orcs and half-orcs by the bodies. We found 12 dead, and blood trails of others, 2 more bodies about a mile away.
Were you here, then?
Yes. Estol, the girl, liked to play with me. Tamar had asked me to stay, until the militia came. That day I had gone into the mill. We had no village here then, only the mill, to bring back a load of flour. When I got back that afternoon, the sergeant was just getting worried. We never knew why they had gone north, of all directions, the most dangerous, or why such a large party of orcs had come out in daylight. Something must have drawn them, but we never could find out what. She cleared her throat and took another swallow of water. Well, we brought the bodies back and sent a courier to the Duke. All of us were terrified. You've seen him when he's really angry, not something you want aimed at you. And then we felt we should have done something, anything, to prevent it. I must have cried every day for a week. I think everyone did. Then the Duke came. Just about what we'd expected. I thought the very ground would smoke where he stepped on it. He asked each of us, of course, where we'd been, and why we hadn't been with her, but it was all very straightforward. When we had talked to him, he said nothing to condemn us, but all that anger went toward the guardsmen. He blamed the Marshal General for taking him away with all his troops, and for Tamar's encouragement. It was very difficult. Pox thought it must have been more than that. He went storming off to Finn Paneer and Varela. We were afraid he might disband the company, but he didn't. He did start enlarging it, though, and took a contract in Arrhenius every year. He wouldn't have a marshal around, though he never interfered with guardsmen, and still recruited them. He began to hire mages for healing. He wasn't as choosy with recruits, not taking riffraff, exactly, but not as careful as they had been. In most things, he himself didn't change. Had I still both arms, I'd fight for him, and gladly. He is as brave as ever, as fair and just a leader. But I heard some things about that last year in Arrhenius, Pox, that would never have happened if Tamar had been alive. He wouldn't have wanted to do them. Pox thought of the death of Siniava, and stared at the fire a long time after Kolya stopped speaking. Finally she looked over to see that Kolya's eyes were closed and tears glistened on her cheeks. Thank you for telling me. It must be hard to speak of, to one who never knew her.
But you are so like her,
Kolya interrupted in a hoarse whisper.
When you joined the company, Stammel saw it at once. He told me,
when I came as a witness that time. When you were well, I could see it myself, and he told me what you did in Arrhenius when you stopped the Duke.
Pox, it must have been like hearing Tamar's voice from the afterworld. That's what Stammel said. No one else could have stopped him.